8:15 at AM 910 WJCW on a Wednesday. That means it's time for Bill Hall, the real estate guy, to join us from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. How are you, too?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Just rolling right along here, too. How's your cat, Max, doing?
Max is good. He's lazy as can be. He didn't want me to leave the house this morning, but he does that every single morning. He'll lay on me. He'll hide, you know, like lay on my shoes, whatever I want to use. He'll be messing with it.
When he starts, go ahead.
Does Max let you clip his nails or?
No.
And I was wondering too, has he hidden the car keys yet?
No. He hadn't hidden the car keys yet, but if he could, he would, Carl. I'm sure, no doubt about it.
You
wouldn't want to clip Max's nails. It'd be like going and asking yourself to get eaten alive.
Yeah, that's why I don't clip my kitty cat's nails. It's because one of them, she comes off as a fat cat, but she's 98% muscle.
Yeah.
All right.
She learns how to negotiate that fat into muscle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to speak to Slinky about that. That's enough about cats, though, right now.
Yeah.
And they're all getting a little chubby thanks to us. But let's check in right now with Bill to find out what it's like in Northeast Tennessee here with the status for buyers and sellers right now. What's the real estate market look like this week?
Well, I mean, it hasn't changed much. I mean, it's kind of lackluster, and that's kind of what we've been seeing for the last, say, 5 months, 6 months now. It's just kind of a lackluster event happening. We've had existing home sales have been on the downward trajectory since January of 22. I think January 22 was the last really good month we had, and then they've been progressively getting slower and slower. And, of course, the National Association of Realtors is projecting for 2023 to end with a 7% decrease in unit sales and dollar volume. So they're not expecting. Our association, which has research analysts more than we know what to do with, they have so many of them, they're all expecting a downward trajectory for the year. But then 2024, a slight uptick.
Well, that's good to hear. At least maybe by the first of 2024, we'll be seeing some signs that whatever the diminishing of the capital is not too bad. So hopefully,
well, as long as we get more homes on the market, yeah. I mean that's it. We can, and the more homes on the market will stimulate more sales, because people, if they start looking at homes on the market again and they start seeing more and more come up, they say, well, let's get back into, honey, do you want to start looking at buying a house again? And they go, yeah, let's look at that one. What do you think that one on First Street looks like? And then they'll go back and forth, and that's how the dialogue starts. And we bring a lot more buyers to the table, the more inventory that we have for them to choose from.
Yeah, makes sense. Do you find, though, that given the current financial and economic mortgage situation, that perhaps sellers are still a little reluctant?
I think the sellers are reluctant, and more importantly, buyers are still reluctant, even though there's some of them are starting to get used to the sticker shock of the, you know, additional mortgage amounts and the cost of getting a loan. But you know, like today, the Feds are going to announce probably another 0.25% interest rate. Well, heck, that's the 10th. That'll be the 10th increase they've had in the last year on the rate. And yet mortgage rates are really not, mortgages on houses rates are not really going up, but they're staying about the same. They're staying around 6% right now.
Okay. So, and obviously from what you were saying, the larger picture you were talking about a few moments ago, that probably is not going to be changing too much from that 6% number.
I think they're going to level off between 5 and 5.5%.
Do you really?
I really do think that. At the end of the day, when the Fed stop raising it and everything shakes out, I think it's going to end up between 5 and 5.5%.
And you're talking that for 2024?
Yes, sir.
All right.
For sure for 2024. Did you have a question that you were going to ask me?
Oh, that was it. I was going to ask you about Max. We've already gotten long past that.
We have a lot of positive things out there. Our foreclosure rates are less than 1%. I mean, that's pretty good. You know, I can remember when they were 10, 15%, and 20%, you know, at some points. So foreclosure rates are down to almost nothing. Delinquency rates are running around 3.6%. And what that means is that people that are behind on their mortgage payments that haven't caught them up yet, but they will. As long as the housing inventory stays tight, people will not have to take a foreclosure or let the bank take back their property. They'll just put it on the market, even if they minimize how much they make on it, just to clear the foreclosure and not have that on their credit. So there's a lot happening economically out there that is positive news. Of course, first-time home buyers, which is one of our major indicators, mm-hmm. is still way down, and we need to see those guys pick back up again. And we probably won't see that happen till probably the third quarter of 2024.
When the rates come down, you reckon?
I think when the rates come down and then the sticker shock continues to mellow out with people. And it's a psychological blending of sticker shock, inventory, and just the general economy, people feeling good about it. Remember I told you when they don't feel good, they don't do anything. So we're kind of at that point right now where a lot of people aren't doing anything. And those are the people that we need to return to the plate to actually get into the buying market again. And the more buyers show up, the more sellers will have, and vice versa. And it's a chain reaction. It all is positive at the end of the day.
Do you find that the economic situation across the country is spurring more requests and for information about homes in Northeast Tennessee?
I still think that we have a lot of people moving here. I mean, the answer is yes to some degree. Not near to as many as it was 2 years ago, but right now we still have a lot. In fact, I just closed on a house yesterday. Couples moving here from Southern California, and you know they bought a house here in our area in Elizabethton, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to have them. They're both good people. Husband and wife are both flight attendants, and they're professional flight attendants, so they're always in the air. And when they're not, they have a beautiful ranch-style home in Elizabethton on 9 acres that they can enjoy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Land a plane on it.
There you go.
Yeah, you can have your own. Yeah, except for the planes that they fly in, it'd be a little tough to get that in. Because the Elizabeth Highway is not quite that wide.
Good pilot can do it.
You're right.
That's right. There you go.
Speaking of pilots, I don't know. They're thinking about going on strike. Did you see that?
No.
American Airlines and United are talking strike. They're going to be with the. I think they should all get the writers union and get together, and you could all do something.
We go right in the sky.
Exactly. But I mean, there isn't all bad news out there in the real estate market. There's a lot of good things out there, and you know that even that like that rule that Biden signed into place, the president did about the if you have good credit, you pay more for your interest, a quarter more percent. That is such a when you drill that down, and I did finally, because I just couldn't believe that we would even something like that could even pass in this day and age. But it's such a minuscule amount of people. He just did it for it's more publicity than anything else because it's only the market is so niche. It's such a very small market. Hardly anybody would fall into that category. So
talk about. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to shift the topic there.
Okay, shift. I'm ready.
Oh, I was just curious. We've talked about home ownership. What about the commercial side of real estate right now? I know you don't generally deal with that, but you certainly know what's going on.
Actually, I deal with commercial more than you would realize than most people realize. And that has, you know, that hasn't made a full recovery since the Great Recession, to be honest with you. We are still entrenched in vacancy in commercial real estate. In some spots get filled fast, but there's some spots that have been on the market for years that don't get filled, and it's a real challenge because I think that in some areas we're overdeveloped and in some areas we're underdeveloped. But in this area, for sure, I think that we have more commercial real estate than we actually know how to use correctly.
I've been reading, and I'm sure you have too, given the nature of what you do for a living, about the so-called office to home movement. In other words, some of these downtown places that are shuttered up or closed or whatever and are not going to be reopening again, can they be repurposed for dwelling?
And they can if they have the ability to accommodate living. Because office space is one thing. Living, where every apartment has an individual kitchen and bathroom, makes it a little challenging for some of these office spaces to convert. Is it worth it for them? They're going to have to look at that. Is it really worth it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, a lot of people are returning to the office, and more corporations are asking the people that were saying, we're refilling this office space, and we're asking you to come back, and they're coming back. So I think that's a slow progression. I think we went way overboard on evacuating office space, and now we're going to just slowly migrate back into it.
Okay. He's Bill Hall, the real estate guy. His business is Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch, Bill?
It's easy. My office number is 530-7077, and my cell number, which is my direct line, is 946-7575-423-946-7575.
Okay, 946-7575. Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, Premier Homes and Properties, always informative. Talk to you next Wednesday.
I can't hardly wait.